The current tax, which would have expired next June 30th, was passed in 2009 and is being used for flood recovery. Two previous votes to extend that tax for flood protection were narrowly defeated. This time, the allocation was changed to streets, and Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett says that made the difference.
The fuel tax hasn't been raised since 1989 in the legislature, and it doesn't appear that there's going to be any relief in sight from the state or the federal level. So this is an issue where citizens, you know, decide to take matters into our own hands.
The tax is expected to raise about $18 million a year for 10 years. A National Transportation Research Group says three-fourths of the city's streets show significant deterioration. In Cedar Rapids, I'm George Dorman for Iowa Public Radio News.